The Volume.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing, and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
This episode is brought to you by DirecTV Stream. Introducing DirecTV Stream, the best of live TV and on-demand, which means you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. So whether you want to catch the game live or watch the latest blockbuster, they've got you covered. And there's no annual contract. DirecTV Stream. Get your TV together at DirecTV.com. Requires high-speed internet and compatible device. Content varies by package and location. Restrictions apply.
Get right to the romance and find the way to wow this Valentine's with 1-800-Flowers.com. From classic roses and bouquets to decadent chocolate-covered berries, gourmet treats, and more. Surprise your Valentine with 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, get the 18-stem Enchanted Rose Medley for $39.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
Colin Cowherd Podcast presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. No better place to bet the action than on FanDuel Sportsbook during the football season. There's a lot of reasons. It's America's number one sportsbook. Incredibly easy to use, super safe, totally secure, super fast payouts in as quick as 2 hours. You're not going to get that anywhere. Also, same game parlay bets, live betting. It's the best. Hey, if you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. I did it in 15 seconds. Get started now. Sign up. Please use the promo code Colin so they know we sent you. Please use the promo code Colin, C-O-L-I-N. FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday Morning Podcast. I'm going to get to Mary Kay Cabot. She's been covering the Cleveland Browns for a long time. They're having a COVID outbreak. Kevin Stefanski, Baker Mayfield, both test positive. All right, big story out of Jacksonville that a kicker on the Jags said that during a stretching exercise, Urban Meyer came over, swore at him, and kicked him. And my takeaway on this is it sounds so egregious. It may be a situation where Shad Khan steps in and gives him the out to fire him. I thought Urban Meyer was going to get a second year. There was a story at Washington where Jimmy Lake was the football coach, and I had some access to some of the top boosters. They wanted Jimmy Lake out, but they were concerned that they had not given Jimmy Lake more than a year and a half. Half the year was due to the COVID year. And so there was a sensitivity about firing a young coach and the sense that it was unfair. And then Jimmy Lake hit a player and it gave the University of Washington an out. This feels the same with Urban Meyer, that there's an uneasiness within the staff and ownership with Urban. And what they needed is an out. this is an easy one for Shad Khan. You're literally kicking a player. It is so juvenile. It is so retrograde. It is so humiliating. It is so wrong that it may give the Jaguars owner a do-over. Because I do think he was going to give Urban the year. And I do think he was going to give Urban the right to make some changes to his coordinators. But sometimes you get lucky. And remember, owners in the NFL are different than 20 years ago. Because of tech and the money now that is created virtually overnight for billionaires. I mean, billionaires quadrupled their wealth in the last 2 years with the COVID and the pandemic. That writing a $50, $60 million check, you didn't do that 20 years ago as an owner. You gave a guy an extra year. But owners now are worth $12 billion, $18 billion, $30 billion. These are rounding errors. I just think if that story is true on Urban Meyer, it gives Shad Khan an absolute out, a physical altercation that's so inappropriate, like Jimmy Lake at Washington, nobody is going to dispute the firing. And the coach himself will have no real leg to stand on. That was not a pun, although it sounded like one. You know I love college football, and I think more than any host of a radio or TV show in America that does sports, I'm Mr. Pro Mobility. I've moved several times. I am for mobility. I'm for the empowerment of young athletes. Here at The Volume, I employ Bryce Young. I employ Inside the Garage, Kyle Hamilton, and three other Notre Dame football players. I am for name, image, likeness. I am for the transfer portal. I am for players making money. And I am for mobility. Coaches, players, executives, athletic directors, everybody. But the idea that regulations or an oversight committee aren't needed for this NIL, I kind of shake my head at it. Listen, think of all the restrictions a professional athlete has. There are salary caps. By the way, Aaron Rodgers or any quarterback, if their owner owned a car dealership, would not be allowed to be given a car by the owner or equity of the franchise. You would have to count it if you did against their salary. Remember Tony Romo a few years ago? He had limitations. He wanted to go and do a convention, a fantasy football convention in Vegas. The league said no. There are restrictions on pornography by players. Can't do a porno ad, can't do an ammo ad. There's all sorts of limitations for pro athletes. Not only are salaries capped per team, name, image, likeness, there's no cap at all. For pro athletes, there is. There's also mobility limitations for pro athletes. No NBA player has a no-trade clause, even LeBron or Kevin Durant. They can be traded at any time to any team. By the way, only 7 to 8 NFL players have no-trade clauses. What do they all have in common? None of them are young players. Right now, college players have more mobility than professional athletes and fewer restrictions than professional athletes. Now, they're not going to make as much money because they're kids. But let's not go crazy here. Watch cryptocurrency in America. You don't want to go 0 to 100, right? The Fed, banks, right? It's a process. They're going to eventually regulate cryptocurrency. I'm for cryptocurrency. I don't really understand it. But eventually you'll be able to buy houses and cars and all sorts of things. Airline tickets with cryptocurrency. But you want a speedometer on it, right? Not only to protect you from unscrupulous people in the industry, but perhaps to protect you from yourself. Regulation, oversight. Wall Street has it. Silicon Valley has it. I'm in radio, television, certain things I can say, certain advertisers I can't have. So right now, a college football player, a college basketball player, has more mobility than a pro athlete and less restrictions financially than a pro athlete. Now, they're not going to make what a pro athlete makes because they don't drive the revenue. And this is something that's very important. I hear this a lot. Well, Brian Kelly can go anywhere he wants and make a lot of money. Well, the players can go anywhere they want, and they can make lots of money, too. But Brian Kelly is more important than a Notre Dame football player. Nick Saban is more important than Bryce Young. Mike Krzyzewski is more important than Zion because they're responsible for the brand and the brand of Duke basketball and the brand of Notre Dame football and the brand of Alabama football. These are billion-dollar brands. And the coach is the CEO of that brand. There's also a word that's very important when it comes to income called scarcity. There are probably only 12 to 15 great college football coaches. Brian Kelly, Nick Saban, Dabo Sweeney. Scarcity equals leverage, power, and money. There's not just 15 great college football players. In fact, there's 300 great high school players that come into college football every year. Half the NFL is undrafted. There is a sea of tremendous football players in America. Most are overwhelmingly replaceable. Nick Saban's really not. Clemson was invisible for 25 years. Dabo Sweeney is not. When you look at money being paid to players and coaches, be very careful. Scarcity drives revenue and income. There's just not that many great coaches. There's tremendous quality of players everywhere. Nick Saban's won what? 7 national titles? Hasn't he done it with 7 different quarterbacks? Sometimes young people in the media are now so pro-player because they're probably of the same age or generation as the player, that sometimes they just are either naive or forget that time equals leverage, equity equals leverage. Regulation is not a bad word. Regulation equals protection. And I think college football, what a shock, and the NCAA were caught flat-footed with name, image, and likeness. I do not think it's the best thing for the sport that the richest boosters can pay players whatever they want, whenever they want. Now, I'm not naive. I know there's been under-the-table payments with secrecy and discretion for years. But I don't think the sport is better served having the richest people pay players whatever they feel like paying them. I don't think that's good for the sport. Let's just say, for example, Mark Zuckerberg became a fan of USC and said, I'm going to pay every single recruit $5 million to go there. And they got the best players in America from the South, the Midwest, the Carolina coast, Texas. Would you be for it then? Big brands have always dominated the sport, but we need regulations on Wall Street. We need them in radio. We need them in television. We need them in Silicon Valley. We need them in sports. Even though college football, we believe, lacks parity, this year gave us lots of it. Michigan's in the playoff. They beat Ohio State. Cincinnati's in. Oklahoma State, a play or two from getting in. It was close. It was fun. We didn't think Alabama would dominate. Ohio State's not in. Clemson's not in. That's why this season was so much fun. I just don't want a handful of rich people controlling sports. I like in the NBA that small markets win. I like the Milwaukee Bucks and the Phoenix Suns now crushing. I like the fact that New York and Los Angeles and Washington, D.C. don't dominate our sports simply because of money. And they don't dominate. Why? Because of regulations. I'm not anti-player. I'm pro the sport. Hey, the end of the NFL regular season, getting close. Thursday night football, Chiefs and Chargers. FanDuel Sportsbook's about to make it even bigger, giving new customers at FanDuel 30-1 odds on their team to win. That means you can bet 150 bones on a $5 bet. I would take the Chargers +3 at home against the Chiefs. Chris Jones, defensive lineman, out for Kansas City. I think that's a major hit to their defense. There's other bets you can make with FanDuel. The same game parlay is a blast. You could bet money line spread, touchdown score, prop bets, Justin Herbert over on the passing yards, or Austin Eckler anytime touchdown, Mahomes over touchdowns thrown. It's all fun. FanDuel is sports betting.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. and you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's the Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball. For eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports. And now newly minted first-round picks like number one overall Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., and more. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of their first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out their most popular brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more, including Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen, such as Draft Night Instance. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd Show. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
Made really simple, easy to use, safe and secure. Plus, when you win, you get paid in as little as 2 hours. So if you're already a FanDuel Sports user, they're hooking up all customers $50 when you refer a friend. Plus, your friend will get $50 too. Just sign up, FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Colin. Before this Thursday night football matchup, promo code Colin. Win 150 bones on a $5 bet. Exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app.
21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia or West Virginia. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile/web. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Jersey, and Virginia. Or call 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. Tennessee Redline is 1-800-889-9789. Or go to 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia. Or call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona.
It's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform I love to start, run, and grow your business. Shopify gives entrepreneurs the resources once reserved for big business. So upstarts,
startups, and established businesses alike can sell everywhere. Synchronize online and in-person sales and effortlessly stay informed. I love Shopify. Have for years the tools and resources that make it easy for any business to succeed from down the street to around the globe. Shopify is more than a store. Connect with your customers. Drive sales. Manage your day-to-day. Reach customers online with an ever-growing suite of channel integrations and apps, including Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Pinterest, and more. More than a store, Shopify grows with you. Go to shopify.com/Colin, all lowercase, shopify.com/Colin for a free 14-day trial, full access at Shopify's entire suite of features. Shopify.com/Colin.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination. Our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
With that, let's bring in Mary Kay Cabot, longtime Browns beat writer for Cleveland.com and the Cleveland Plain Dealer, one of the more established newspapers in America. And first of all, anybody that has covered the Browns for any length of time deserves not only accolades, but there's some sort of it's some lifetime achievement award. You have not always covered the greatest football teams. Often these have been very futile efforts. So, but you've been somebody around the country. There's a handful of people that I read virtually everything they write. And so I appreciate you joining us. And right now, the Browns are going through sort of a COVID mess. Baker, Stefanski, Jarvis Landry, others test positive for COVID. So let's give people sort of an update, Mary Kay. Let's just, because this really is in that division. This is really, these games now are playoff games for Cleveland. Every one of these are playoff games. And I had them winning last week. I have them winning this week. What's the current state of the roster? Is Keenum or Baker in? What do we know right now?
Well, right now, 18 players and two coaches are out with COVID and have tested positive since last week, and just 14 in the last 2 days. So they have been absolutely hit by this. It has rocked the team. It's rocking the city. And you're right. This is like a playoff game coming up. It's another AFC matchup, and they have to win it because they're going to Green Bay on Christmas Day. And they really needed to lose only one game down the stretch. And that was, they could afford possibly to lose to Green Bay and still get into the playoffs, but they cannot afford to lose on Sunday at First Energy Stadium against the Raiders. And now this happens, and it's just almost surreal. The bad news keeps on coming. The starters keep leaving the lineup. Now you've got Baker out, Kevin out, and somehow they're hoping to pull together and win this football game.
So it's pretty well documented. You know, I've always said I think quarterbacks have to be like presidents, presidential and quarterbackial. Now, there are exceptions. You know, Aaron Rodgers appears to like conflict. I think sometimes he's bored. It's it motivates him. It keeps him active. Michael Jordan did this. He created villains and rivals that sometimes didn't exist. But Aaron's also a otherworldly talent. And I've said this before, I think Aaron creates this drama because he is bored and the game does look easy to him. Baker creates conflict because sometimes I think of insecurity because of the walk-on. He's got a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. I don't think the game is easy for him. And I've said this for years, Mary, that I think so you have to fall on the sword a lot as a quarterback. You got to take it for the team. And, you know, the old Eli Manning, where he would rarely talk after wins, but was always available to the media after losses. And, you know, he's a very mature kid. So I saw a story this week with Baker in which, you know, he said something about relationships and a discomfort. And Kevin Stefanski came out and said, I thought we got along great. And I thought this is another just an agitation. Quarterbacks should be lubricators. Lubricate the room. Fall on the sword. Buy your offensive line watches. Just make the machine work, right? And I didn't want to pick on Baker, but I thought, oh, it's so hard. It's every 3 weeks there's a moment. So am I overreacting to this moment? Because Stefanski's reaction was, I thought we got along. He was caught off guard. Take me into what Baker is referring to here, because I tried to read it and I couldn't figure it out.
Well, you know, that one is actually kind of tough because Baker could potentially be referring to a lot of things. It's been a very difficult and stressful season for Baker Mayfield. I mean, in the middle of the season, when your star receiver kind of goes rogue and his father comes out and shares a video that makes you look bad, and you've got LeBron James joining the free OBJ campaign. I mean, you have to remember, right? I mean, you have to remember that, you know, these guys are young and they're human. I mean, these guys are, I understand that quarterbacks are held to a different standard, but really deep down inside, they're just normal human beings. And he's pretty young still. So I think a lot of this has been weighing on him all season long. I think the fact that, you know, he is supposed to be trying to take this team to the Super Bowl, that's what the expectations were this year. Then you couple that with the fact that he has, he's in basically a contract year, even though he still is under contract through next year for the option year. This was really the year to say, show us what you can do to see if you deserve that blockbuster extension. So all of this stuff is going on inside of his mind. And at the same time, he suffers a torn labrum in his shoulder. He breaks a bone in there. He's got a heel injury. He's got a knee. So it's just a lot all wrapped into one for him. And I think he has shown some signs of strain throughout the season. I do also think that there has been a philosophical disconnect, maybe not huge, maybe not irreconcilable differences, but I do think that there's been a little bit of a philosophical disconnect in the way that the offense is run or the way the games are called for Baker. I think he would love to be aggressive and be the gunslinger and, you know, throw it down the field more and maybe not always rely so much on Nick Chubb and the 13 personnel with the three tight ends. So I just think that that's where that comes in, where there just might be just a little bit of difference of opinion on how best to use him.
So what I would counter with is, okay, don't make it public, right? Like Brady had no dinners in 22 years with Belichick. This was not a harmonious relationship in many instances. But some arguments I have with my wife, most of them, I'm not doing it at a Christmas party or announcing it at work. There are some things discretion is really important. So if this is true, and I trust your reporting, Baker went public with it. Stefanski, therefore, had to answer for it. And caught in the middle of this is a young, very smart GM named Andrew Berry. Now, Berry, my takeaway, I've talked to two executives about this, very respected, very shrewd. The last thing he wants to do is get rid of a coach. I feel like these dominoes, Mary Kay, are adding up, that the sense is from the outside is that it's just harder than it should be between the coach and the quarterback. There's just too many moments of something said. The coach has to answer for it. The medical staff, he has to answer for it. Is it fair from my perspective to say, this just looks rocky all the time with this quarterback and this team?
Well, it didn't feel that way last year. Last year, it felt pretty good to Browns fans, to people inside the building, to Baker, to Kevin Stefanski, when they went 11-5 and they made the playoffs and everything was going really well. And really, Baker didn't necessarily go public with his discontent or, you know, his feeling that the offense isn't what he would like it to be. That was more sort of, you know, just me talking to people surrounding him and people that know him and trying to, you know, do the kind of reporting that we do. So The only inkling that he gave that he does have an issue with anything is when he came out after the game, this past game against the Ravens, and said, "We got conservative." So that was the only time he's ever really let the cat out of the bag, or let a little bit of the cat out of the bag. "We got conservative." And I don't think that's the first time he has felt that way. I think that's probably the second or third or fourth time that he's felt that way this season. And he just finally said it. And so I think, again, I don't necessarily think that these are deal breaker issues. And I don't think it's something that, you know, they're butting heads. It's not like that at all. They have an open line of communication. They talk, you see them together, and they seem fine from that standpoint. I just think that there's an undercurrent of, hey, I don't know that they're using me right. And honestly, I don't even know if the coaching staff has, you know, really, you know, felt that or known that or understood that, you know, maybe until Baker said after the game, "We got conservative."
This is an owner that has, I think, I view him as impatient. Perhaps that's unfair. You know, the Mara family in New York, to me, Jerry Jones, for all his vanity and bluster, feels pretty patient. He gave Chan Gailey 3 years. He gave Jason Garrett a lot of years. The Mara family feels patient to me. Stephen Ross of the Dolphins doesn't. The Browns owner doesn't. Do you think currently there are any misgivings, any uneasiness with Stefanski and the ownership in the Browns? Or do you think they are still completely behind he and Andrew Berry?
I think they are still completely behind Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry. I think that Jimmy Haslam and Dee Haslam and the ownership group feels that they have finally hit upon that elusive alignment in their building. And it's been bad. I mean, you know, I've covered some really difficult years, many, many really difficult years where people just did not get along in the building. And there were, you know, yes, F-bombs flying around in there. You know, these guys really are all aligned and it is going in the right direction. But I do think that they're at a crossroads. They do have to determine for themselves, do we have our quarterback of the future? This team is built to win. This defense is starting to play like a championship caliber defense. They do have pieces on offense that can help them get to a Super Bowl. They absolutely have to make the determination if Baker Mayfield is their guy. And I asked Andrew Berry that in a press conference about a week or two ago during the bye week. And now Andrew is not one to make bold statements and proclamations about these kinds of things. That's not his personality. It's not what he does. He doesn't talk contract or anything like that. But he didn't say, yeah, he's our guy. We might not get it done right away, but he's our guy. And we have heard the Ravens say that about Lamar. He doesn't have his contract yet, but in no uncertain terms, they have said he is our quarterback. And the Browns haven't said that this year. And I think this is an important thing to note. And I wrote this in a column. I do think it's a two-way street. I think it's a two-way street between Baker Mayfield and his camp. And he has a pretty, you know, he's got a pretty aggressive team like Odell Beckham Jr. does. I mean, he's got a strong team around him. And so I think that they are going to evaluate the situation that he's in the same way the Browns are evaluating Baker. So that's what I mean by it's a two-way street. This isn't a situation where, you know, the Browns are, you know, thinking we don't know if we have our guy and Baker's like, you know, sitting on the edge of his seat waiting for the offer. I think there's a little bit of, hey, let's all make sure this is the right way to go down the road.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Baker would get another job. Sam Darnold did. There's 9 current teams in the NFL that I think are going to aggressively seek a quarterback. I'm not counting Atlanta. That would be 10 because they have to pay Matt Ryan for a year. But I think they'll draft a quarterback probably in round 2, 3, or 4. I think there's a market for Baker. Again, there was a market for Sam Darnold, who has certainly struggled more than Baker. The Odell situation's interesting. I talked about this on my show. When Stephon Diggs was in Minnesota, he was very productive. Now he's been better in Buffalo, But that's because Josh Allen is considered a more elite quarterback talent than Kirk Cousins. But it's different with Odell. Odell had very little success in Cleveland and now has immediate success with the Rams. You could say that's an indictment of Stefanski. But it generally falls on quarterbacks. That's just what we do, and that's how the narratives get spun. And as I watched Odell Beckham look completely Mary Kay comfortable against Arizona on Monday, he had 7-8 targets. He had 6-7 catches. He had a touchdown for the third straight game. He looked really, really comfortable. He beat man coverage. He was open multiple times. I don't think the aesthetics are poor. How does the OBJ thing, because when his father came out, there were Cleveland players that backed OBJ. I mean, liked him on Instagram. OBJ, as you know, has always been an incredibly popular player in the National Football League among players. Do you think it felt Monday as I watched him? I thought it's one thing to be Stephon Diggs and go from productive to super productive. It's another to go from not remotely productive to really quickly productive. The optics are bad to me. Does it feel like that to you at all in Cleveland?
Well, it was just a bad fit. It was just bad karma and a bad fit almost from the start, right? He didn't want to come here. He didn't want to be traded. He felt that Dave Gettleman sent him here to die. We know that. The one thing he had going for him coming here was that his best friend Jarvis was here, and they talked a good game about wanting to win a Super Bowl together here. But it just wasn't good right from the start. He did not want to come here for the offseason program in his first year. Baker and Odell did not practice together that whole entire offseason. That did not help matters at all. But Odell had to wrap his brain around leaving New York and coming to Cleveland, leaving all of his friends, really good friends, Saquon and Sterling and everybody, and leaving the city of New York to come to Cleveland, right? I mean, think about that. That was very, very difficult on him emotionally. And it took such a toll on him that he was not himself for a long time that whole first year. Then he lands in, Freddie Kitchens' world. I mean, it was just so dysfunctional. I mean, it was completely dysfunctional. The quarterback room was over there. The receiver room was over here. And I mean, it was not a fit. But they got through it, Jarvis and Odell, they got through that weird year and they all worked through it. And then when Kevin Stefanski came in, he made the very smart move of making Odell Beckham Jr. feel special, feel valued, let him know that, we are going to do everything we can to get the ball in your hands, and we know what you are, and things are going to change. And they really did try to do that. They did try to do that, but there was still that's when Baker Mayfield didn't really know the offense yet. Kevin Stefanski didn't really know how to use him correctly in the beginning of the season. And it still just wasn't a fit. And that's when, Odell suffered the torn ACL. So once again, it was just, bad, negative sort of vibes going on with Odell and Cleveland. And he really tried because there were some really good things here. I mean, the players are amazing. There's a lot of really good guys on the team. Odell would take those young guys under his wing, teach them everything that he knew. Like you said, Odell is very popular in the locker room. I mean, he's hard to beat in the locker room. He gives these guys headphones and Nike, cleats and shoes and sneakers. And, he really is, he's a gym rat, guys, guy, players, player, he's fun to be around. He dances at practice, gets everybody going. So it certainly wasn't like players did not like Odell. It's just that it just didn't go well. It just did not go well. The ACL, I mean, who knows how that season would have gone? Maybe it would have gotten better, maybe not. But that wipes him out for that season. And then coming back this year, it got weird. I mean, it just got weird. And if you look at all the times that he has produced only yardage in only the 20s when he was in Cleveland, the number is staggering. It was like once every, I don't know, I can't remember the math right now. But he had yardage in the 20s all the time in Cleveland. And he only had that happen 3 times in 59 games in New York. In Cleveland, it was just constant lack of production, then it turned into lack of targets. And I went to the, you know, the Chargers game, and I watched him after the game, and he had a lot of friends there. He had family members that had a field side suite, and he had, you know, his mom was there, his dad was there, his girlfriend was there. He had all kinds of NBA players stopping by. This was before the game, and he wanted to put on a show. LeBron was there. I mean, it was Odell time. And I think he may have got, he dropped a pass early. He was pretty hyped up. He dropped a pass early. And Baker lost trust in Odell's ability to catch the ball for him. And they just didn't have some kind of connection. One of my theories is the fact that I think sometimes when you have a player that has played his whole entire career with one quarterback, like Odell did with Eli, I think there was an adjustment period, or I thought there was an adjustment period to Baker. Now that I'm seeing him with Matt Stafford, now I'm thinking, okay, well, that theory kind of goes out the window. It was just a disconnect between Baker and Odell. And he sat on a bench after that game with his head down, and it was a road trip, and you can't really spend too much time, you know, hanging out on the field, but he did. He just sat there with his head down on that field. And I knew then that it was basically over, that it was over, that he knew that this was not going to get better for him. And so it didn't surprise me as they went along and, you know, in the next week and what happened, but it just, and you know, the other thing real quick is that they tried, these two tried to make it work this off season. They spent time together. You know, Baker's wife got to know Odell's girlfriend. Odell did things he usually doesn't do in the off season, like go to Austin, Texas for.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports. And now newly minted first-round picks like number one overall Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., and more. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of their first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out their most popular brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more, including Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen, such as Draft Night Instants. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd Show. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
Camp Mayfield, I mean, that's not Odell. I mean, he's usually all over the country. But he did it, and he tried. And Baker tried. Odell also went out to Montana with, you know, Baker and Jarvis and Austin Hooper and just a couple of guys, and on Memorial Day weekend before the season. So they made an effort to develop this relationship, and it just didn't work on the field. And now I think you can see that Odell is the amazing receiver that we thought he was. He is still that.
Yeah. If, you know, sometimes I'll go down kind of the rabbit hole of Cleveland Brown Twitter, because I do like to hear local radio and how kind of the perspective in kind of the belly of the beast. And I think in the last 6 weeks, I've been the more moderate voice on some of this stuff. There's been a lot of negative Mayfield reaction by talk show hosts and media. So give me a little update today. If you did a straw poll on, you took 20 people in the Cleveland sports media, where do they stand on Mayfield today?
You know, I think that, I think it would probably be divided right now, maybe probably right down the middle. I mean, it's easier to get a gauge on how fans feel. And I think that that's probably about 50-50 now too. I think that 50.
Wow.
Yeah, I think about 50, at least 50% of fans are still 100% in Baker Mayfield's corner. But I do sense that, I mean, it's grown, you know, to about 50% wondering what if he is the guy anymore. And some people like really climbing off the bandwagon. But I think that is why Baker Mayfield has taken the gloves off a little bit to say, hey, look, we're getting conservative in certain situations. I think he's saying, I'm hurt. You know, I mean, he's tough as nails. Okay. This is one thing about Baker Mayfield. Nobody can ever argue with this about Baker Mayfield. He is tough as nails. Never wants to come out for a play. Never wants to miss a game. I know this is killing him, that he is probably going to sit out this game. And unless he gets some kind of a Christmas miracle, he's not going to be able to play against the Raiders. And I know that's killing him, because he wanted to come back and get this team into the playoffs. And he had a better game against the Ravens, at least in the first half. And then again, he feels like the second half, he's trying to tell people, it wasn't me. We got conservative, right? Like I wanted to score 20 points in the second half. So I think now he's trying to say, you know, look, and he's not beating the drum too loudly about all this stuff, but I think he's trying to explain why some things have gone for him the way they have this season.
Yeah, he's defending himself. He's defending his brand, his personality. He has a right to do that.
The Winter Olympics are streaming on Peacock live. Your all-access pass to stream every event, every day. The Winter Olympics on NBC and Peacock.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
When I go down that Cleveland Brown rabbit hole, Twitter hole, which is a pretty vile, over-emotional place, I see now people questioning Kevin Stefanski's game plans. I think he's a really bright young guy. I think he feels like the right fit. I think there's a certain stature and confidence about him I really like. He's stoic when need be, very word efficient at the podium. He's just a really bright guy. I interviewed Zach Taylor about a month ago, and Zach and Stefanski are really bright guys. They know what not to say as much as they do what to say. Where's the support with him? It's fairly predictable, Mary Kay, that the coach is easier to fire than the quarterback is to find. So if there's a struggle, you know, we got to get rid of Joe Judge when Daniel Jones is probably the issue, right? Where do fans sit? I know the media is pro Stefanski, but where do fans sit on Stefanski now?
You know, I do get a lot of, emails and, tweets and messages and all that kind of stuff that people do seem to have a problem with the play calling. And I think it resonated with fans when Baker said, "We got conservative." I had so many people, on Twitter and everywhere else saying, "He's right. They did get conservative. And why do they do this? Why do that?" Some of what they have had to do this season has been by necessity.
That's right. Injuries.
Right. I mean, you don't want to make excuses for a football team, right? But really, this football team, there has been no continuity all season long on the offensive side of the ball. Odell's gone. Jarvis has been hurt. Jarvis is not himself this season. Jarvis has not been himself. Their left tackle, Jed Wills, has not been himself most of the season. Their right tackle is out for the season. Rashard Higgins fell off the map. It was just a weird season. Kareem Hunt has been out for much of the season. Now, if you put all those pieces back together, then I think Kevin Stefanski calls a more aggressive game plan.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
You can do that when, you can take a few more shots downfield when you have two solid offensive tackles there for you. And when you've got your weapons. I mean, they haven't had a deep threat since Odell Beckham Jr. left. Okay. A speedy deep threat. They haven't had that. And I mean, it's just a fact. You can look out there and see that it's not there. They would have used Anthony Schwartz in that regard, even though he's a rookie. And he's kind of raw, and he was set back by hamstring injury. Still, I mean, you can take that speed and throw him on a go route and at least have something that can stretch a defense. Well, they don't have that right now.
Yeah.
They don't have that. So you can stack that box, and you can force Baker Mayfield to try to throw and make him beat you. I think there have been extenuating circumstances for him this year. And I do think that it is hard to get a real true evaluation on what he's all about.
Listen, I think they're going to beat the Raiders, the Steelers in Pittsburgh, and the Bengals. I think they probably lose at Lambeau. I kind of feel like they're going to wiggle their way in. But to your point, I suggested a couple of weeks ago to give Baker the Ravens game off, use a bye and the Ravens, and just let the kid be healthy. And I don't think there's a significant drop off with Case Keenum. I think Baker has a faster release, a better arm, and he's better than Case Keenum. But it's the Vegas market has said it's about 1.5 points. It's not Jordan Love to Aaron Rodgers. How do you foresee the season ending? Again, I think they're going to be a 9-8 team. They're going to be on the bubble with the Colts. Raiders feels like a W. Packers feels like an L. But if you had to guess, where are you now with this team?
Well, I thought, and I wrote heading into on Monday after that victory over the Ravens, I wrote that I thought they had a decent chance of making the playoffs because their defense has come alive. The defense has found its takeaway game. They've gotten 8 interceptions and 3 fumble recoveries in their last 5 games. You've got Myles Garrett playing with his hair on fire. You've got Denzel Ward having a Pro Bowl season now, I think.
He's great this year.
Yeah, he's doing really, really well. You've got Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoa kind of wreaking havoc on every play with just, you know, some great speed and blitzing and doing some great things. So the defense has really come together. And I thought on Monday that absolutely 100% that they would beat the Raiders. I thought they would go to Green Bay and probably lose that game, but, you know, make it a little bit tough and give Aaron a little bit of a game with some of these guys that they can get all this pressure with. And then I thought that, you know, the Steelers, that's one where I looked at that one and I thought it's Ben Roethlisberger's last game in Heinz Field. And if that whole team pulls together and gives him the proper send-off that he deserves, that's going to be an emotional, emotional game in Heinz Field. And you still have, you know, a lot of really good guys on that defense if they're healthy and they're playing. You've got TJ Watt, Cam Hayward, Micah Fitzpatrick, Joe Hayden. I mean, if those guys really come to play and have Ben's back, that could be a difficult out for the Cleveland Browns. But so that's one I wondered about a little bit, but still you should be able to beat Ben Roethlisberger with the guys that the Browns have on defense right now. And then they match up pretty well against the Bengals. Unless Jamar Chase comes to play. Jamar got totally rattled by Denzel Ward's 99-yard pick 6 in that game. And he just couldn't get himself back in the game. And he did nothing in that football game. They completely took him out of the game. Now, if he's more mature now and isn't going to get rattled by something like that, and Joe and Jamar get it going and Joe Mixon has himself a game, they can make that tough. But I still think the Browns generally match up pretty well against the Bengals and should be able to win that one. So I feel like you do, or I felt like you do on Monday, that the defense could kind of carry them and sneak them into the playoffs. But now things have gotten really bad over the last 2 days here. And now I'm not 100% certain that they can beat the Raiders. I still think they should be able to. Because, I mean, they still have Myles Garrett. They still have Denzel. At least today they do. We don't know who they're going to have by tomorrow. And this game is not getting postponed. It's just not. So they still got Myles. They still have Denzel. They still have Grant Delpit. They still have a pretty good and very deep defense. The offense, I think, it can be tough to not have your three of your starting offensive linemen against the Raiders. Can do one thing very well, and that is pressure the quarterback with Max Crosby and Yannick Ngakoue. They can get there and they can make life tough. So, there's no guarantees now that the Browns are going to win this game, but I still think they should win it. And I still think they have a chance to somehow sneak into the playoffs.
Finally, Mary Kay, the covering the Browns is not a typical beat. I always call it low sports self-esteem. When a market gets beaten down for years and years and years, when they smell or get a glimpse or a taste of just any level of success, the loyalty, the delusion, the passion just comes pouring out. And the expectations were pretty high this year and they've not lived up to them. Is covering this team, now that they've had a little success, more difficult? Because the expectations are higher. What has it been like for you personally?
No, I wouldn't say it's more difficult because the expectations are higher. I mean, I've seen it all in my 30 some years of covering this football team. I've seen everything and I just, I kind of flatlined through it all. It doesn't really faze me. I mean, it's actually, in some ways it's easier to cover some of the drama and the craziness. I mean, I probably because I'm so used to it, I don't know how to act when they're winning football games. And I used to think, geez, it must be pretty boring to cover the Patriots. I mean, there's nobody's floating around on a swan. I mean, you know, I mean, what's going on up there, right? But no, I really don't get emotionally involved with covering the team, even though I'm from here, and you know, it might seem like you would get, you know, ingrained in all of that, but you know, I just roll with the punches, and you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The only thing that I will say about that, though, is I feel for the fans like you would not believe. That's who I care about. I care about every time I go to the stadium and I look out and I see those fans, they need the joy. They need the happiness. These are the long-suffering Cleveland Browns fans that deserve a winner. They finally deserve a Super Bowl, and that's what I care about.
What a pleasure. Love the updates. I think it's been a fascinating turn by the fans and by a lot of the media on Baker. I find it, I don't read all my social responses, but it was very negative to moderately negative to now I get regular support from Cleveland. You may have been right. And to that I say, it's not about being right. It's about getting it right. And I do think they have a really lively roster, but between COVID and injuries, I think they're battling the Colts for a playoff spot. I think they're more talented than the Colts, but that's just part of the equation in this sport. I mean, you know it. So much of this sport is attrition, and they're falling apart. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, and the truth of the matter is, I mean, if they can go out and pull off this victory, and of course, the thing to remember is that when so many guys are being put on the list this late in the week, you don't even know if they're going to be back for the Christmas Day game against the Packers. I mean, the overwhelming majority of guys that go on a list, it takes about 10 days to get cleared from the COVID list. So who knows who is even going to be available for that game. But if they can somehow pull off this victory, then I think they have to just keep going and do not stop and somehow get themselves into the playoffs and see what they can make happen.
Mary Kay, have a Merry Christmas. Happy holidays for you and your fam. Continued success. You do great work. I've read it for years. And thank you again for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
If you love to be remembered as the person who gives the best birthday gifts, I'm here to tell you that 1-800-Flowers.com is your ultimate birthday gifting destination. 1-800-Flowers has thoughtful and artfully created options that are guaranteed to deliver the best birthday surprise. Shop thousands of unique gifts at 1-800-Flowers.com for exclusive offers and great values. To order today, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.